Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream.
And when I dream and when I think of stars, I think of Julia Zemiro.
Can I say, I haven't heard that beautiful Mama Cass song.
Isn't that nice?
In so long, and that is beautiful. Thank you.
Now, we play that because I think as Australia now knows, Julia.
Night three.
Night three. Stargazing live.
Stargazing live indeed.
Yes.
We are at Siding Spring Observatory, not far from Coonabarabran and near the Warren Bungles. And it's been incredible. It's been quite something to watch a crew of about 40 put together three live events. After the BBC were here doing their Stargazing Live, because Brian Cox has been doing this for 7 years in the UK.
Oh, he must be all starred out.
He's all starred. Well, no, see, no, he's not. And I guess that's what's very addictive about listening to him talk. You know, throughout the show, he'll explain different concepts and different theories, and you think to yourself, you've said this so many times before, and he's still genuinely in love with the stars. I think of all the things he does, this has been this has always been a pet project, something he just adores.
We should fill people in because there may conceivably be one or two people listening who don't understand the concept here. It's been running over three nights on the ABC telly,
yes, that's
ABC
right.
1 and 2, and more of that later. This is the interesting thing too, Julia, an amazing sort of multi-platform, simultaneous social media, look it up on your Facebook event as well.
I mean, you couldn't have done this, you know, 10 years ago. You know, that's how it's all changing. But really, Brian Cox came up with this show, Stargazing Live, where it's live television, where they're out somewhere at an observatory and they're encouraging people to look up, learn more about the skies. We give them some basics. So there's stuff for people who've never done it before, how to, you know, photograph the sky, that you don't need an expensive telescope to look at something, how to find different things in the sky. And it's partnered with more specific information, more geeky information, if you like.
Now, this is the question in my head, okay? So you turn up, you're ready to go, and then the weather's crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So rest assured that when they've been doing this for the last 7 years in England, that
they can
happened
fix
all the
weather.
Time. No, it happened all the time over there. Of course, Australia was always going to offer a much better view of, certainly, let's say, the stars and the Milky Way. We look right up into the Milky Way from here. So
we love our Milky Way.
He's loving the big open skies. So the first two nights were fantastic. Tonight it looks like we might have a little bit of an issue, but if that should happen, of course, we have prepared something earlier.
Here's one we made before the program.
Yes, correct. There'll be a moon that we fashioned out of papier-mâché.
Well, no, because tonight you've done the Milky Way.
Yes.
You've done the planets. Tonight you're doing aliens.
We're doing aliens. And look, serious and funny we're doing, because it's true. There is a certain sense that a lot of people feel they've seen lots of things and have been probed in lots of ways. That's true. But on the other hand, when you get a scientist saying, well, no, we're talking about life and things that can breathe and live and life can begin and form, and what does that mean? And a lot more money is being spent on it now. That the focus is quite strong. So you'll get to hear what Brian thinks of that. He'll be very clear about the distinctions of what he believes intelligent life form might be. And the very exciting thing too is that we are, because we've been encouraging people through Facebook and through all the socials to help look for planets and look for exoplanets out there, and it's been very clearly set up on the website and they've gone through. It's incredible what we've discovered. People have come in with all sorts of information. It's all being collated here now through a project called Citizen Science. And tonight we shall reveal what we found.
Oh.
And it's pretty exciting.
See, I love that you just said exoplanet because I don't know what that is.
I know. Well, you'll find out tonight.
Oh,
and people, I'm not going to tell you.
Aww.
And no. And they're people too. What it is that, you know, real people at home who might not necessarily have a science degree went online, followed the prompts and found little blips as they were watching stuff that had come in from NASA. And if we have, because we've got so many eyes looking at it, we've managed, well, it's like getting free research, to be honest, but they've come through with all this information, and it's been collated. So Brian, I mean, he's been doing this for 7 years. He's really excited about what they found. So we'll reveal that tonight.
The excited voice you hear is that of Julia Zamiro, who, with Professor Brian Cox, have been staring at the stars these past couple of nights. We'll be doing it again tonight on ABC TV. I mean, this knocks the pants off Eurovision, Julia.
Well, it's a different kind of star because it's not a sequence.
It's a different kind of pants.
Yeah, it's a different kind of pants. But you know what, though? They're both live events.
Mm-hmm.
With Eurovision, it wasn't until we actually started being a contestant in it that we were able to do it as a live cross to Australia. So you at 5:30 in the morning, we were doing it live for you to listen to if you chose to get up that early and have a mimosa as you were watching
as you would.
The show. But look, Sam and I, we always agreed that we would leave together. It's been 8 years. I feel like I was the midwife to bring Eurovision to Australia.
Nice.
And now I'm very happy to be stepping back and letting Miff Warhurst and Joel Creasy take over. So this year I can stay home and watch it. And the best part of it is I don't have to do all the research on the songs. I'll be able to be very critical of the songs as they come up one at a time.
From that blissful point of total ignorance.
I know. And just be, but also by the time I would commentate on that show, I would have heard the songs several times.
Mm.
Just even in the space, when you're there at the stadium, they're playing them on the loop all the time. So to sit down and hear them really just once will be incredible.
You mentioned mimosas there. I'm just wondering, is there a... A special interest of mine. Is there a stargazing drinking game?
Well, actually, yes. People have been tweeting that in, so we know there are
drinking games. Oh, there is.
Eurovision, yeah. Well, someone tweeted in and said, take a shot every time Brian says universe.
Okay.
Exoplanet might be another one.
Uh-huh.
What's another word we say a lot? I think I say amazing and delighted a lot. You might. That could be my drinking game. And tonight we will, after the show, so we've been doing shows from 8:30 till 9:30, that live show, and then afterwards we're doing another live half an hour on ABC
yep.
2, where we just sit around with these incredible brains. All the brains come back. And tonight we'll be drinking some vodka that's been filtered through a meteorite.
This program encourages you to drink safely and stare at the stars in
very.
The company of good friends. Julia Zamiro, we're doing that tonight at 8:30. Aliens is the third in the stargazing live. And Julia, if listeners are in Melbourne, they can do more.
I know. It's fantastic. So Fed Square, I love Fed Square. Dr. Carl will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be running a night there. It's free. Anybody can go there. Families, get down there. There'll be experiments, astrophysics experiments, people dressed as aliens, and you can watch the whole stargazing show on the big screen there. It's nice to have that up there instead of football all the time. I'll be enjoying
yes.
that. And also, we'll be doing live crosses three times during the show to students, actually, with Dr. Carl, who are mad for science. And that's what this whole sort of show is about as well, getting science back on the front page.
There you go. That's the Melbourne attraction. If otherwise, 8:30 tonight, fire up your telly, warm up your internets, make yourself a mug of cocoa for the stargazing drinking game, and join Brian Cox and Julia Zamiro. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jonathan Green. Play that Mama Cass song again.
Oh, I think we probably can.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree.